says Kivrei Ovdei Kachovim. The Beis HaKvaris, the cemetery of Goyim, is Eina Matamim B'Yoyel. There's no din Tumas Oyel by a Goy, only by a Jew when he's mace, not by a Goy. When a Goy is mace, there's no Tumas Oyel. The Drashi has Samayil Aleim. Like if you have a Goy, a dead Goy in the room, and you'd walk into the room, you would not become Tamei. As long as you don't touch him, just Matumas Oyel in the same roof, the same under the same roof. That by a Jew, if you have a mace in the same room, the Tumah goes up to the roof and comes down as Matamil. That you're an Adam. So Dashin Atem Kri Adam. You're called an Adam. V'yeinu Adichavim Kri Adam. But an Adichavim is not called an Adam. Shrashi Atem Kri Adam. V'gabe Tumas Oyoksiv Adam Ki Yomis B'yoyel. The post is Dafkin Adam. What's called an Adam? A Jew and not a guy. A Jew is called an Adam and not a guy. Mesve, I have a kasher on this. The pasuk says, "V'nefesh Adam sheish osir elef." So it says there, "V'nefesh." And here's talking about goyim over there. Shrashi b'midyun ksiv. The midyun were goyim. So you see, it says the word of Adam even by goyim. So where it says mishrim behema, it wants to say there because it's talking about animals. So the contrast of an animal, it says, but not the pshat that really have a sheish to be one. An Adam, that's why they say an Adam. Dam Adam means only a Jew and not a goy. Fight for the Markasha. Asha Yeshbo Harbe Mishte Mosa Ribuya Adam. Asha Layoda Benyamin Lusmoiloi. Or the Hema Rabba. They're also talking about there about Yoin. They're talking about the Anshe Ninvei. About the Goyim. So Gemara says, also Mishrim Behema. Since it says the word Behema there, you want to say the difference between a man and a Behema. That's why it says the word Adam. But not really they have a Shem Adam. Stam Adam is only a Jew and not a Goy. I the apostle says about Midbar. Kol horig nefesh v'chonegeya b'chalal tischato, that kol horig nefesh, anybody that was killed, that tischato. So Rashi said kol horig nefesh v'midyun ksiv v'midaboyi tumas shiva alma mitamo. They're talking about tumas mid by midyun. There were goyim. It says whoever was killed and you touch them, you become tummy 7 days. So chorot smash mawat the tumas oil. So Rashi says no. Dilma ikto chad miyisrael. First of all, maybe one Jew was killed there also. So because of the Jew, that's why the Tumas Oil. For Rabbanan, the Gemara says, no, that they bring a Raya from here, that a Goy is called an Adam. A Goy has a Tumas Oil. Because, Lenifka do Menuish, it says, that no Jew at all was killed there. So all that was killed there was only the Goyim. And still it says, they became Tumas Shiva. So Mashma, when a Goy dies, there is a Tumas Ameis there. So Chur, what does Shimon HaNechoy do with this? Just means nobody did an Aveira there. Nobody had Znus there. But Enechnami, it could be that a Jew did die there. So maybe the Tumas Oya was because of the Jew. Ravina Ravina says no. Nehi de Matinu. Kro mitumuye biyoyol. Tichsiv Adam ki yamis biyoyol. Good. All Rav Shimon Nechoy meant to say is that the pasuk says Adam ki yamis biyoyol. Another means dafkur, a man, a Jew, and not a goy. So what does a goy not have? Which tumor? Only tumas oil. But mimago mas umasa mimatino kro. But to say that if you touch a dead goy, or if you carry a dead goy, the other person doesn't say no. So therefore, if you touch a dead goy, or you carry a dead goy, havad, you would have tumas shiva. You would have tumas ames. The pasuk only says, Adam ki yamis biyoyo by tumas oil. So that's the loch. If a guy dies, so tumas oil there isn't. But if you touch him, you do become tummy. So after it says by midyon, they were tummy there, they don't have tumas shiva. That's because over there they touched the midyonim, the dead midyonim. But if you don't touch them, just tumas oil you don't have by a guy. So at the Mishnah. Iris es hamona. Let's say a kohen, a regular kohen, married an hamona. He's mutter, he's allowed to marry an hamona. He's not a kohen gadol yet. Then his manali is kohen gadol. But then he was appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. And they didn't make Nisuyin yet. So the shaila we had before, is he allowed to make Nisuyin or not? So the Mishnah says, Yichnois, yes, he's allowed to make Nisuyin. Hey, the Yisr is only a Kohen Gadol, can't make Kedushin, can't be Mekadesh an Amona. But here that he had the Kedushin before when he was a regular Kohen, and then he was appointed to be a Kohen Gadol, he's allowed to make Nisuyin. Omaisa, what's happened, Yeshua ben Gamlo, Shekidish es Maso Bas Bitum. He married his wife, and then the Kohen Gadol, the Melech made him to be the Kohen Gadol, and he made Kedud Nisuyin. The Masma, she was in an Amona. So you see, clearly you are allowed to make Nisuyin in the Amona. Shemeris Yavam Shenoflof Ne Koin Hedjit. Let's say one brother died, so now his wife falls upon the other brother that's a Koin. And a Koin is allowed to marry an Amona. V'nisman Aliyah's Koin Godel, and then while he's still a Shemeris Yavam, they appointed him to be the Koin Godel. His Afa Pishosa Maimer Aveze Lo Yichlis. Even though he made Maimer, but Maimer is only Kedushim with Rabbonin, with the Yeraisin, you have no Kedushin at all with the Yet, even though there's Yezika, but it's not Mamish like Kedushin. So now that you're appointed to be a Kohen Gadol, you're not allowed to marry her. You can't make B with her, because she's not your wife yet. So a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Amona, there's no, he can't make Yibam. Tana Rabbonin, Minayin, how do we know this? Shemiris es Almona. If a Kohen made Kedushin with an Amona, for Nisman Ali is Kohen Gadol, and then he was appointed to be a Kohen Gadol. Sheyichnes, how do we know he's allowed to marry her? To make Nisuyin. Talmudim, when the Pasuk says, Yikach Isha. Then what's the Avera? A Kohen Gadol cannot make Kicha, can't make Kedushin in Amona. But if he already made her when he was a Heter, when he was a Kohen Hedjit, now to make Nisuyin, that's Mutter. Fretting Mari Hachi, if so, Shemeris Yavim Nami. Of course, Shemeris Yavim also is not called a Kicha, you don't have to make a Kicha. By a Shemeris Yavim, all you have to do is make a Bia. And the Gemara, Isha v'lo yivama. Pasuk says, Yikach Isha v'lo yivama. That a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a yivama. Special miyat akruah. Even though he's not making Kedushin now, he's only making Nisuyin, but the Mais, that's a miyat akruah, Isha v'lo yivama, Kohen Gadol, cannot be miyabe if she's called an amona to get like an amona to a Kohen Gadol. Mais of Yeshua, for the Gemara, Manu in Nisman aloi.
Mashma, just the king himself appointed him. But not that he was Nismana appointed by everybody. Some Rav Yosef said, Ketir kechazin hocha, that there's conspiracy that he sees over here. Like Rashi says, Kesha shal rishoyim ani reikan, he sees something like ruin, something wrong happened here. That what? The Yomar Rav Asi, Tarkavo de dinrei ailele marsa bas visum leyane malka, that this Marsis Bas Bitnor, she brought him some money to the king. Ademukilel Yeshua ben Gamlo Bekane Ravravi, until the king appointed him to be the Kohen Gadol. In other words, really maybe he didn't deserve to be, but she like bribed the king, she gave the king money, and because of the king, that's why this Lashon of Manuhu, that the king himself appointed him, even though it was not in Nismanu, by the whole Tzibur. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding our Samach Aleph, Omer Aleph, in the second Mishnah. Kohen Gadol Shemes. Achiv, a Kohen Gadol, that his brother died, is Cholitz Flam Yabim. The Locher is, he has to make Chalitza, and he's not allowed to make Yibum. Rashi says, Cholitz Kohen Gadol, Flam Yabim, the Almonahi, the Asuraloi. Since his brother died, his wife is called an Amona, a widow. And the Locher is, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amona. It's an Isarasei. Gemara says, Kaposik v'toni, like we learn clearly, there's no doubt that loishino min erisin v'loishino min hanesuyin. There's no difference whether his brother was married with only kedushin or whether it was nesuyin. In both cases, we say when his brother dies, the kohen gadol cannot do the mitzvah yibum, but only make chalitza. Kumar says like this: Bishleim min hanesuyin. Bishleim, if the brother was married, had nesuyin, lived with his wife, and now his brother died. Is Esai Veloisa Sehu. For a Kohen Gadol to marry her, he's being over two Isurim. There's the Isur Asay that she's an Almona, and there's also a Lav that she's a Bula. The Torah says he's not allowed to marry a Bula, he has to marry a Bsula. So the Nisa Esai Veloisa Sehu, a Kohen Gadol can't marry her. That's good. V'yein Esai, Doicha Loisa Sehu Yesai. Therefore, now that his brother dies and his wife falls him le yibum, even though it's a mitzvah essay yibum, but we do not say essay is doicha loisa say en an essay. Ela min erisin, but if the brother only made kedushin with his wife, he did not live with her yet, she's still called a b'sula. If so, the only thing wrong for the kohen gadol to miyabmer is the fact that she's an amona. For the mara yova yesay v'yitches loisa say. The Fakir, I said it for you, that there's a lav not to marry an Amona. The Yisra Asay is Fakir, that says, Kim Basulam Yamov, that's an Yisra Asay. He's not allowed to marry a Bula, that's an Yisra Asay. But that's that the Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Amona, that's a lav. The Torah says he can't marry an Amona. So since it's only a lav, The klal should be, let the essay of Yibim come and be doichad loisasei. Hez yodha yesse v'yitzches loisasei. Sakon, the Mishnah says that if a Kohen Gadol's dies without kids, he can't be miyabim the wife because she's an amona. So what if she's an amona? It's only a lav. And the klal is essay of doichad loisasei. So he should do the mitzvah Yibim, the essay should be doichad loisasei. The Gemara says, Gzeira bia rishay not to be a shniyah. It's taka true. The first bia that you do, that's a mitzvah yibum. On that you would say, esadech loisasei. But after the first bia, the second bia is also. Lamaisa, she's an almona. The locher is a kohen gadol has a lav not to live with an almona. So every bia he has with her is a bia sisa. So the second bia, that's what's also. So the kid says, it's a gzeira of bia rishay not to be a shniyah. Rashi's voice of Yesay Almona la Yikach, that's a lav, and Basula Yikach Fulai Bula, that's an Israsei. So that was the Kashim, and on the Suyin is very good. Menarasin let Yesay Chalaisasei, the Teretz is, Sigzera, we can't let him do Yibum, because we're afraid maybe he'll have a second Bia. And the second Bia has no special mitzvah, that's only an Israsei, a lav, therefore it's awesome. The Mishnah says, Kayin Hedyit la Yisailanis. A regular kohen is not allowed to marry an islandess. An islandess is an isha that can't have children. Elim kem yesh la isha ubonim. Unless he already has an isha and he has children already. So now he can marry a second lady even though he can't have children from her. Rabbi Yehuda Leimer afa pish yesh la isha ubonim. No, even though he already has one wife and he has children already, la yis islandess. Still you should not marry an islandess. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Shehi zayin hamur batayra. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's called the Zayna. An Isha that can't have children, every Bia is called the Bia that you can't have children from. That's called the Zayna. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Soon said Allah, we will hold like Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Chacham Maim Nachom say, Ein Zayna, no. Who's called an Isha that's a Zayna? Only El Giyaris. An Isha that was once a Goy, and now she became a Jew, a Giyaris. So we say that when she was a Goy, she for sure had Znus. And that made her a shame Zayna. Or Meshachreris, or else she's a Shivcha Kananis, that now she became freed. It's also the same thing. When she was a Shivcha, she had Znus, so she has a Shem Zoyna. Vishenivala Bila Znus. Whereas even if she's a Bas Yisrael, she was born a regular Bas Yisrael, but she had a Bila Znus, that's what makes her into a Zoyna. Rashi says, Shenel Bila Znus, Kugoyin Yisraelis, Hanivelis, the Apostle Law. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means. So here, so the Mishnah says here, few Chedushim. That a Kohen Hedyot should not marry an islandess, only unless he has already children. And if Yudis says no, even if he already has an Isha, already has children, still he's not allowed to marry an islandess. And the Gemara says it's lav davka Kohen, it means any Jew. Nobody should marry an islandess, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds every Bia you have with her is called the Bia Znus. Because since you can't have children from her, that's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet, that's called the Zayna. The Gemara says like this. Omale resh galusa l'ravuna. Rish Galusa asked Rav Huna, my time, what's the reason that Tanakhama says a Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to marry an islandess, an Isha that can't have children? So you want to tell me, Mishum Piri of Rivia? Because the Kohen has the mitzvah to have children, and if he marries such an Isha, he can't have children, therefore he shouldn't marry her. So for the Gemara, a Piri of Rivia, Kahanamu de Nifkadi, for Yisrael and Nifkadi, are only Kahanamu Chuyiv in this mitzvah, and a regular Yisrael not? Like, if that's the reason why you should not marry her, because you can't have children, so it's not only a Kohen, it's any Jew should not be able to marry her, because he won't be able to do the mitzvah per Urvu. So Marit is Omalei, it's like a true what you're saying. Nobody should marry an islandess, only unless you already have an issue with children. Why? So why does the Mishnah though say a Kohen? The Kabo Yilamisni Sefer. We have Yehudu Rai Mirafa.